destination to someone that actually wants to get into watchmaking and is in that position where they want to learn watchmaking, but they don't live in an area where watchmaking is taught?
I think the most important is that you have the passion and you really want to do it. And never give up this passion, no matter where you are in the world. Because there is 1,001 different ways to get into watchmaking. Some people don't even go to the school. And they are great watchmakers. They might take later on some courses with AWCI or some short courses in Boston or even in my school now, which I have. So never ever give up your dream. So if you have the dream, there are solutions wherever you are in the world.
Now, your average time to learn in a watchmaking school is about 2 years, give or take.
That has become kind of the standard, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you have a program out that's...
2 years also. It's an intensive 2 years since I want the students to get really the maximum. When I was in Sweden, it was 3 years.
So when he means 2 years maximum, it's a 2 year intensive course watchmaking. So it's a full skill course where a person comes in who has rudimentary hand skills, hand-eye coordination, and it's developed into, developed into the tactile watchmaker that can respond to modern day's needs for either vintage watch, a complicated watch, modern timepiece, like you name it, the watchmaker will come out of a full course can do this, right? But some courses, like be wary, some courses can do it, some courses can't. Like just make sure you do your research, right? It's important you look who you're learning from, who the source of the knowledge is coming from, and you know, do your own research.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.